plastic bin and the red light flashed as I passed through the metal detector. She looked me up and down with a glare kinda mean. The badge on her shirt said her name was Eileen, and her rubber glove snapped as she said, I need to inspect ya. She stroked my thighs, gave my butt a squeeze. She fondled my daddy parts without saying please. My heart was beating fast, my face was feeling flushed. I went all tingling, then I turned to mush. I tried to warn her, she wouldn't listen. I've been with hookers who were nearly this efficient. I was scared to death, but I think I helped her self-esteem. 'Cause she was smiling, no longer surly, as our business ended prematurely. I just wish to God that I hadn't screamed. Oh, 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 Eileen. I wanted to run, yeah, I wanted to hide, but my shoes hadn't come out the other side. So I stood there ignoring the crowd like nothing happened. She saw her better half jump in line behind me, so she slapped him. She checked my passport expiration date, slid it under a lamp to see if it was fake. Standing next to that black light, she looked like a crime scene from CSI. Though we were done with our transaction, there was no denying the attraction. She leaned in close and whispered, have a nice day. She was chubby, I was smitten. We were just like Monica and Clinton. Like a king be giving honey to his TSA queen. Take my